The secret's out. You're the mystery artist.
Yeah. Yeah. Made me feel like I should have a cape and a mask.
I know. I was expecting like a big dramatic mask being pulled off.
Just a puff of smoke. Here I am.
But that's going to happen tonight. What's going to be happening here at Mocha tonight with your reveal?
At 7:45, the huge white curtains are going to pull back, hopefully slowly. Orchestra maybe coming up. I don't know.
Dry ice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something like that. What, tell us a little bit about the project. It's going to be exhibited in MoCA's Project Atrium space. This is a really nice showcase for artists. What can we look forward to seeing?
You'll see about 3 weeks' worth of focused work. Behind the curtains, I've been able to work in a way that I usually don't because I have the public seeing the whole thing come together in process. So I'm anticipating the deep sigh of relief when everything's finally revealed.
And you're a creator as well in the festival, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So part of the whole crowdfunding aspect, what's it like doing that as an artist as opposed to someone who has an idea that they're selling from a technological standpoint?
It's probably a lot more free. You know, last year I came in with a very minimal budget and I painted a wall, and people get excited just to see the process of that coming up. So it was great evidence just to get the community behind it. They would support it as I continue to do it.
You have painted murals that are well-known landmarks, the Floating Islands above Chamberlain's right down the street here in downtown Jacksonville. You did a huge fig tree outside of the Blind Fig in Riverside and other landmarks. What is it about that form of artistic expression that you enjoy?
I enjoy all forms, really. Being in the studio is gratifying on one level. Being in the public eye is fulfilling in another. You know, it's working on the street, it's more of a manual labor idea, so I don't feel so lazy about it. You know, even though I wouldn't say a studio artist is lazy, they work equally hard. But for me, I have to be breaking a sweat to really feel like I've done a day's work.
There's been controversy over street art in this city recently, with one local artist being arrested. What are your thoughts about that?
This city has a history of arresting artists for painting on the street, myself included. So I'm not surprised. I do think it's ridiculous to make it a felony charge. It's a good way to stifle the artist community. You know, working on the street is a way to develop a skill set that you can take on to a professional life. But if you just arrest people right away and you make it so oppressive to work here, everybody's going to leave, you know. Mm. And I can't support the decision to give somebody a felony charge for that. Now, it's a crime, of course, and if you do it, police officers love to chase you down for that. So, you know, it's more of a kid's thing. That's what I think. So adults, I feel like there's other outlets. But
and one of them here in this museum. So fully legit tonight, right, as you unveil the big reveal.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, if pushing towards the museum is the goal, you know, this goal is reached, and the next one would be to continue that and hopefully incorporated into education and getting a younger generation involved and just keep the cycle going.